With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It was huge. Everyone, we really believed in ourselves, and we in this league, anybody can beat anybody. And we just wanted to push the pace and get shots to the net and get guys going there. And as simple as it is, it's effective. And we had that, and it showed. We're all over them.
It was obviously a physical game, especially at the start. Playoff style, is that what it felt like from your perspective?
Absolutely. Like, that's the kind of hockey we're going to have down the stretch. Everyone's trying to push for the playoffs and to make sure that they're ready. So when playoff time comes, you just play. And, it's about building your game, and I think we're doing a good job of that.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Ethan, I know you pride yourself on being good defensively, but you're a pretty good offensive player as well. Your goal really opened the floodgates up. Big release of emotion for you. And, Connor said maybe it's frustration for the whole team to finally get that goal. How much it mean for you personally and then collectively as a team to get that goal against a team that kind of stifled you offensively this year?
It felt amazing. Like, it's been a long time for me. And, Connor kind of just laid it on a platter, and I just want to shoot as hard as I can. And, to contribute and, bring some energy and, to go to the bench again and see all the smiles on everyone's faces and everyone's fired up. And, that was a part of the game for me that I haven't felt in a long time. And, it feels really good.
Maybe what's lost tonight is, despite the big four-goal outburst in the third period, you guys controlled that game a lot, but we're trailing 1-0 on, kind of a fluke goal off a skate. But you didn't give up anything. You guys didn't start cheating to try to get offense. Can you talk just about the last 2 months collectively, how your team is starting to get better, maybe not forcing to try to get that goal and play the patient game and just keep working hard and finally get rewarded?
I think that just shows, our maturity level as a team. We're working together, and we've lost games too where we cheated and it's cost us games. And we've learned from those lessons. And, we've had some tough losses this year, and it's really tested our character. And I think we're maturing as a group and to make those simple but hard plays. And that's going to be big for us down the stretch and in the playoffs.
Daniel Lindgren-Bowman, The Athletic.
Hey, Ethan, you've already talked to, or been asked about your goal and talked about your goal, but it seemed like you did a lot more on the ice tonight than just score. Where have you felt your game kind of come along here? I know you had the rough start with the injury and all that. But where have you seen your game kind of grow and evolve here over the last few weeks?
I can tell I'm playing a lot better. But it's just, it starts in practice and in the gym. I'm working hard and I'm really trying to push myself to do that extra work that I would do last year. And then, once I do that extra work in practice and in the gym, when I'm on the ice, I just play. I don't have anything to worry about. And I think that's what's helped me the most.
And the winning goal was quite something, eh? What did you see from Connor there? You've seen him do a lot of great things in the last couple of years here with the Oilers. Where does that kind of stack up for
That was huge. There's a whole sequence of events there. We held the line and we didn't let him get in, and everyone came back as five, and we had a good turnover, and then Connor just takes over and does his thing, and that's what makes us dangerous.
Derek Van Deese, Post Media.
Hey, Ethan. I know with the concussion and everything, it was kind of a struggle there for a little while, but how did you maintain, your confidence in yourself? Because you look like right now you're playing as confident as you ever have, I guess.
It's just work. I'm working on many things right now. I guess that's not just in the gym too. I'm working on my mental strength, working with many people and just kind of, trying to figure out, trying to help myself mature as a player and grow. That's one thing I kind of lost a little bit, you know, coming to the bubble. It's like growth mindset, and you know, now I'm back, and you know, it's it feels good and it's fun again.
And you obviously have the confidence of your head coach. He's throwing you out there in some pretty big situations. How much does that help out?
I mean, it just it helps for sure. You know, it's something that I you know, I worked hard for last year, and you know, and I gained their trust, and you know, now that I got my legs back, my wind back, and you know, now it's just about having fun. And you know, he trusts me. And you know, it's just my job to work hard and, you know, deliver.
Terry Jones, Post Media.
I think that game, you know, considering how physical it was, what a playoff feel it had, and everything involved, including the comeback in that, makes a statement to each other more than anything about where this team is right now going forward.
Absolutely. You know, it's, I think it's a huge statement. You know, we're, you know, it just shows that we're not going to give up, you know, and we believe in each other and we're going to support each other. And, you know, and, you know, teams that do that, you know, they tend to go far in the playoffs. And right now I think we've got a good group. We got a good dressing room, and we got everyone who's dedicated and very motivated group. So, you know, that's fun to be a part of, you know, and I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm going to work each hard for these guys. And I think everyone's going to do the same.
Thank you. If there are no more questions, this concludes Ethan Bear's media availability.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.